the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9
WSJM.
It's the best way to get your day started.
12 minutes after 8 o'clock on the Mooting of the Morning Show, Thursday, March 1st, 2018. Hopefully you rolled your calendar ahead of page last night to stay abreast of everything that's going on. And if you didn't, that's all right. We have somebody in the house to tell you everything that's going on. It's time for the Wow Factor. And from St. Joseph today, put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome, please, Tess Carragher. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. That was a fabulous introduction. Thank you.
Always try and please you, you know?
It's making my day on this super gloomy day.
Yeah,
but that's all
right.
It's
just one of those.
But it's March, so.
Yeah.
Here we go. Springtime.
Well, if it comes in like a lion, it'll go out by like a lamb, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
remembering that one.
So there's
one
always
now.
Something to look forward to.
Exactly. Yeah, and of course, lots happening this month, too. You know, this month is Build Your Way Around Town. That's the Lego celebration that happens. So a lot of the area nonprofits have come together, and they are just playing with Legos all month.
What you might want to do is get them all out of your house, take them down and donate them so you don't have to step on them in the middle of the night and we go, no!
Perfect, because the Legos just kind of multiply. I'm not sure how it happens, but they kind of like, they're breeding with each other.
Exactly. One begets three and...
Yeah, so super excited about all that stuff happening this month. It actually kicks off, so this weekend... Starting today, kicks off with the Builders Bash down at the Silver Beach Carousel. And then it's the Big City Build, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Have you seen the Big City Build?
I've only seen pictures. I've never actually been to it. I for whatever reason, I always end up going 8 million different ways to China and everything. But I do want to see it because it's fascinating what they do. When they create these great big projects, it's just amazing.
Yeah, so it actually... And last year when they did it, it went over nearly the entire ballroom, too. So it was a whole little city made of Legos throughout the whole thing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And they do it. A lot of the buildings are just incredible and beautiful buildings. But my favorite part is when you can walk around and you can kind of identify the buildings that are actually in St. Joe and Benton Harbor.
Because they actually make it look like, you know, replicate as best they can. What we already have.
Yeah, I know that last year they had the little, you know, the rice block right on the right on the corner. And the colors and everything were matched perfectly.
No kidding.
And this year
they have special dyes or something? Or?
I don't know how they do it, but one of the builders told me they have to, you know, match and special order the Legos. So it sounds a little more intense than the way I build Lego houses,
Who
Pat.
Knew? Who knew the folks at Lego were into Pantone colors and everything else?
Exactly, yeah. And then this year there's a little, I'm not sure if you saw it, but there's a little livery. So the Livery Brewery has a little...
Is there a little tap in there so we can go and get a beer?
Oh, we should try it, Pat. Yeah, so the Big City Build is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that happens in Shadowland Ballroom, and it's completely free. So it's a great thing to go check out. And of course, there's Legos for you to play with around the edges, too.
I love that.
Because we have to. But yeah, and then throughout the month, there's going to be Lego Bingo at the Curious Kids Museum. The Krasl Art Center is going to be hosting stop-motion animation workshops with the little Legos.
Right.
I was moving there. Can't see that, but that's what
that's
I was
what
doing.
I, saw. I knew what
Thanks,
she was talking
Pat,
about.
Appreciate that.
I saw her a little stop motion, you know.
Yeah, but lots of...
We used to love to do that just with a home video camera, you know, just have the kids, you know. It's like, okay, sit on the floor, you know, and we'll shoot a couple of frames and then get up and we'll stop it and then go like a foot and then sit on the floor, and you know, and you make it look like they're scooting all around the house. It's fascinating fun.
Yeah, and so you can do that with Legos, too. So I think that's going to be awesome. But all of that information is actually, it's buildyourwayaroundtown.com, and that's where the full lineup is of Lego fun.
All right.
All month long. Yeah. But of course, things happening this weekend, too. Starting today, Thursday, March 1st, the Surrett Nature Center has their Northern Florida trip happening. The Oak Ridge Baptist Church has their men's Bible study from 5:15 to 6 p.m. Sister Lakes Brewing has team trivia from 7 to 9 p.m. Urban Garage Market has their Rustic Home Palette Sign painting class at 6 p.m. The St. Joseph Public Library hosts Adulting 101. The Hilton Garden Inn has their Burgers and Brews. The Livery hosts a Community Pint Night for Feeding West Michigan. Did you know the Livery's going to have Legos there all month, too? So you can get a beer and Legos there, too.
All right.
Bam, there you go.
All they have to do is make the Legos, out of compressed pretzel material so you can just pop them and you know, and eat them with your beer.
I hope Becky's listening because that would be awesome. All right. And then moving on to Friday, March 2nd. Of course, Big City Build happening at Shadowland Ballroom. DeBlond Vineyards has live music with Jimmy Festigi. The Chapel hosts their Marriage Tune-Up Conference Series. The Livery has live music with Captain Ivory. And Round Barn Winery has their happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. That's half off all wine and beer. Moving on to Saturday, March 3rd. The Round Barn Public House hosts their Battle of the Brewers from 1 to 5 p.m. The Curious Kids Museum has their Super Saturday. The Livery has live music with the Crane Wives. Fernwood Botanical Garden has their 2018 Spring Garden Symposium. And at Czar's, it's Country Night. On Sunday, March 4th, DeBond Vineyards has live music with Joe Jason. Lake Michigan Vintners has live music with Matt and Edie from 2 to 5 p.m. And at the Round Barn Public House, their Sunday Funday Trivia from 3 until 5 p.m.
You said March 4th.
March 4th?
Yeah.
Oh, like March 4th. Ding, 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 got it ding. Now. I had to say it again. I had to say that again for myself, Pat.
Step out and March 4th, ladies and gentlemen.
Perfect. Then, of course, on Monday, March 5th, there's team trivia at the Burgers at the Buck Burgers and Brew from 7 to 9 p.m. Monday Musical Club hosts their Bridge to China cultural program from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Heritage Museum. It's open stage at the Livery. And the Round Barn Winery and Public House hosts a job fair at 4 p.m. I guess it's time to start thinking about those summer. I guess it's time to start thinking about summer jobs, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are already booking for help for summer. So
definitely.
You can't start too soon.
And speaking of summer, that barbecue blues and bluegrass thing, the festival that kicks everything off for the summer.
Tickets go on sale
at 10 a.m.
today.
Bam. So you've got less than 2 hours and you can purchase your barbecue blues and bluegrass tickets. We're going to have those in the Welcome Center, of course, and we will also online.
Are they numbered? Is it like, you know, you get ticket number one and two and they're not, aren't they?
I don't think that would be a lot of fun.
That would be pretty cool. You know, look,
you can see it ticking down.
I got the first two.
Yeah, so those tickets again on sale for the concert happens May 19th. It's going to go from noon until 8 p.m. We're really excited about the lineup this year. We've got Yonder Mountain String Band headlining, which will just be a lot of fun, especially bluegrass on the lake like that. It's just awesome.
Yeah. Well, they were just this last weekend, I think, at Steamboat Springs. My son's a bartender out in Steamboat Springs.
Okay.
And they sold out 3 consecutive days at some big winter fest out there in Steamboat.
So, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So,
and now they're coming here.
I mean, that's a hot ticket. If you're selling out Steamboat Springs in ski season, then you must be a hot band.
Then it goes, yeah. Yeah, I'm also really excited about, do you know Pokey Lafarge?
I don't. Not personally, no.
Pat, you've got to look him up. This music is so much fun. But he's part of our lineup, as well as the Appleseed Collective, the Graskals, and Albert Cummings as well.
All right.
It's a great lineup.
So, and not only that, all the good fun that's attendant to that with, beer and food and...
We're working on getting that.
Summertime.
Yeah, we're working on getting our lineup of barbecue food coming in too. So you'll see barbecue food trucks. You'll see a lot of restaurants that come down and participate too. And of course, we're lining up the beer and wine too. So excited to have a lot of local wineries and breweries represented there too.
All righty. Anything else for the good of the order?
That's all I got today, Pat.
All right. Remember, you can get those tickets today starting at 10 o'clock this morning at the Welcome Center.
Yep, and we'll also have the link posted on our website, which is stjoetoday.com. Of course, you can find us as well on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter, or 301 State Street, right in downtown St. Joseph.
All righty. Thank you very much. There's your wow factor for this Thursday morning from St. Joe Today. Tess Carriger in the house. Thank you much.
Thanks, Pat.
Have a great day.